Hello and welcome to a fall preseason sports show. I'm here with softball coach Lee Rucker. Coach Rucker, you've been the softball coach here for 6 years, six conference titles, and now state champion last year in the 2025 season. Just talk us through the last year, of course, such a tremendous season, run to Springfield in the Final Four, and then end up the champions with a 1-0 victory over Donovan. When you look back at that season, that run, kind of what are the defining moments of the things that you picture first?
Well, it's number one, it's obviously a special group of kids to be able to succeed the way they do or the way they did last year. It's just a special group. One of the big things for us was the girls were together a lot. I mean, everybody was rowing in the same direction, which, you know, you can use all the sayings and things, but the kids really embodied it. They supported each other really well. They were friends. So on the field, they competed well together. I felt like a good marking early in the season was when we went to the Greater Kansas City Tournament, ended up finishing second in a tournament of 24 teams, a lot of bigger schools, and the girls kind of showed then what they were capable of. Even the year before in 2024, that we had a really solid team, and so they kind of came in with high expectations, but they worked towards those expectations, and in the end it paid off. You know, they played really well down the stretch when the pressure was on or the games mattered the most. They played some of their best softball. So all that added up to a great season and a great ending.
Coach, you mentioned the great ending, of course. Now, as you try to turn the page, but of course celebrate that, how was the feelings, the celebration, everything with the team, with you, the coaching staff after the end of that year? And then how long did it kind of take everybody to adjust to turn the page for this season?
You know, it's special. It's a special event when something like that happens, and it's special because of the community around us and the support that we get from people around the town of Chillicothe. And we take a lot of pride in the fact that we represent 9,500 people every time we put our uniforms on. And so to do that and to make them proud and to bring something home like that was just a ton of fun. A lot of celebrations. In fact, we have one more celebration that was kind of unexpected. On August 22nd, we were invited to the Royals game, and the girls would get to go down on the field and be introduced during the pregame ceremonies. It's something the Royals started doing this year to recognize state champions in baseball and softball across the state. So we're excited about that. It'll be one more little thing, but yes, we've kind of had to turn the page and start talking about, you know, now what? What do we do next? And not hanging our hat on past success, but building towards future success. So the girls had a great summer, worked really hard. We have great attendance in the summer, which is not something every coach has the blessing of. Typically, we'd have 18 to 22 girls there for a summer every workout we had. And so that goes a long ways towards building for this season and preparing not only skill-wise, but chemistry-wise. And so the girls are together once again and ready to go.
Looking forward to another fun season. Of course, you have to replace some key contributors from last year's team, five major seniors, including all contributors, Macy Albrecht, Hayden Hansen, Kenzie Fleener, Charlie Penniston, and Jaden Roddenberg. Just what would that group mean to this program? Obviously, their success over the 4 years is unmeasurable compared to any other class, and obviously capping it off with a state title. So what were the strengths of this last year's group that you're going to have to find a way to replicate?
One of the things was leadership. You know, they were great leaders, very calm under pressure, and did a good job of picking the girls up around them. But a big key with that group was there were six of them, and they all contributed something. You know, Charlie was our starting catcher. She was a four-year starter for us. Molly Kennebeck played in the outfield some for us last year and ran the bases a lot for us. Macy Albrecht had a phenomenal year, ended up being an all-state infielder, had her best season of her career, just steady. Hayden Hansen was a three-year starter and a four-year player for us, did a great job in the outfield. Jaden Roddenberg picked up some innings for us in the middle of the season pitching when we needed some extra pitching, did a really good job. And then Kenzie Fleener was our DP through most of the season. So those girls, you know, all played roles for us, all were great leaders, and they're just great people, and they were fun to be around, and the younger girls looked up to them, and that was a big part of what they brought to our team.
Coach, you still do, though, have a lot of really strong contributors returning, headlined by pitcher Landry Marsh, who also is an excellent batter, and some other starters from last year's team, Hope Donahoe, Ashlyn Doherty, Maddie Robinson, and Jordan Foster. So how have those players progressed? Of course, some of them stepping into now their senior year and just leading and guiding this team after the experience they gained from last year.
Yeah, you know, you look at losing six seniors and that could be alarming, but we bring back a bunch too. Our depth has been so good the last few years in our program. We've got kids sitting on the bench a lot that would start just about anywhere else, which is a blessing and a curse at the same time. But for our team, it's a blessing. And so we're able to reload and fill some of those spots, and we bring back some really good players. Landry Marsh had a phenomenal year last year in the circle and at the plate. Look for great things from her. Jordan Foster is our backup pitcher. She did well for us last year. She's just a sophomore, so also played outfield and does a really good job out there. So we're looking for good things out of her. Ashlyn Doherty's a two-year starter at shortstop, returning. Great hitter. Hope Donahoe has started for the last 3 years. A good outfielder, a great leadoff hitter. Ellie Akery's been a three-year starter at first base. Good power hitter. Maddie Robinson started at third base last year. So we do bring back a bunch of experience and big game experience. And we've got some other girls that played roles. Natalie Groutman and Macy Roddenberg were base runners for us last year, so they got field time in big situations. Dawson Baxter, Abby Marshall are seniors that have done some things and over the years for us, base running and et cetera. But we just bring back a ton of experience, even though we lost quite a bit. So that's comforting when we walk out there. We've got girls with big game experience. The majority of them played a lot of ball this summer against really good competition, and so that just helps prepare them for what we're going to try to do this fall.
Talking with Coach Lee Rucker of the Chillicothe Lady Hornets softball team. Team went 29-7 and wound up as state champs last year. Now, as we look to this year, Coach, what has been going on so far in practices? How has the offseason and now this week and practices looked for this team as you prepare for the start of the season?
You know, we go back, clear back to last January, we started hitting in the mornings, just open cages, open it up down here at the football stadium so girls could come in and get swings that wanted to. Had a lot of girls took advantage of that. Spring workouts, and then we had summer workouts as well where we played a few games and had a lot of practices. A lot of that's time together and building that chemistry as well as developing skills as we go. Really a big focus on hitting. If anything, last year I thought that was something we could continue to improve on, was just more consistency at the plate. We kind of lived on our defense and pitching a lot last year, and we'd like to put more runs on the board. So that's kind of a focal point that we've had. And the girls have really bought into it and spent a lot of time taking extra swings, getting extra work in. Those are the things we've been focused on. This first week of practice, it's just been kind of about evaluating where our skill sets are and kind of start to place some of the pieces and who are our better infielders, who are our better outfielders, and start to, you know, put that competition out there. We've been talking to them a lot about right now they're competing against each other, yet together. And that's an important piece for them to understand, is push each other, challenge each other, and compete hard every day, because that's how you're prepared to compete in games. So that's kind of our focus these first couple weeks of practice, and start putting the pieces together to get ready to go. Starting August 28th is our first game.
And let's talk about that start of the schedule. You mentioned the Greater Kansas City Tournament as being kind of that launching off point last year. So how does this year look in terms of when you'll have your first games and first home games, first opportunity for people here in Chillicothe to come out and support the defending state champion softball team?
So we actually have a red and black scrimmage on August 20th here at Danner, where we'll just split our team up and play against each other. So that's kind of a fun night, and it's a good chance for them to get in some live game feel action. Then on the 22nd of August is our Jamboree at Plattsburgh, where we'll play three scrimmages against Plattsburgh, Lathrop, and South Harrison. And then we're in the Greater Kansas City Tournament again on August 28th and 29th. We drew Platte County for our opening game. They're a really good Class 4 program. They actually have the top-ranked senior in the state of Missouri playing shortstop for them, so it'll be a good challenge for us right out of the gate. And Harrisonville will be our second game that day. We are on the road quite a bit early. Our first home game is September 8th against Hamilton, and then we've got a nice little home stretch there for about a week and a half, including the Chillicothe tournament on the 12th. So that'll be a good opportunity for our fans to come out and cheer the girls on and see what their work has been producing.
Coach, obviously with the success of last year, the kind of that surely lingers in the minds of the players. How do you manage, you know, wanting to push goals and expectations for this year's team, but also knowing that maybe that is something that is, you know, talked about?
Yeah, you know, you want to put your big goals out there, but then you got to kind of put them in the back of your mind, and you got to focus on today. And that's our message right now, is just try to get a little bit better today. Coach Fairley mentions 1%. He says that a lot to him. Get 1% better today. And if you get 1% better every day, all of a sudden you're 20 or 30% better than you were. And so that's kind of a motto that we live by, and just trying to take it one day at a time and enjoy it, because the season is busy and it we talked yesterday, the days get long, but the season's short. And so we want them to enjoy the process and enjoy the successes and learn from the failures, and with that end goal in mind of trying to make another playoff run at the end of the year, because ultimately that's, you know, that's where the fun is had, and that's the bigger goals. But there's smaller goals that come first, and so we're trying to make sure we stay focused on that on the daily process, because we want them to enjoy that and have memories to look back on that they can take with them forever.
Certainly was a lot of fun that run last year, and you mentioned the strength, some of that being the pitching. Landry Marsh was excellent in the postseason, and of course she'll be back in the circle this year. That's obviously going to be one of the strengths. What else do you think is going to be some of the strengths of this year's team?
Well, right now in drills, our defense behind the pitchers looks really good. So the girls have been working hard. I feel like they're more aggressive after balls than they were a year ago. More kids diving for balls, more kids making the tough plays. We've always been pretty good at making the plays we should make, but if we can make a few more of the plays that are borderline or marginal plays, that just helps our pitchers out even more. Takes pressure off of our offense if we can keep runs off the board. But like I said before, we still want to continue to drive home hitting fundamentals and the right mindset at the plate, because when you put runs on the board, it makes it much easier to win softball games.
And Coach, one last question for you. Talking with Coach Rucker of the Lady Hornet softball team, you mentioned playing for the whole community and the support that you got last year on this run. What's your message to the Chillicothe community, fans, parents, people that are going to come out and support the softball team again this season?
Well, first of all, thank you for the support you've given us to now. And then just please keep coming out. The girls love it when they look outside the fence and see lots of bodies and lots of people there to cheer for them. And we've been really blessed with that the last few years of just having great crowds. The girls appreciate it when people see them on the street and say, hey, great job the other night. It just makes it a fun experience for them. It's something that high school sports brings that you just don't get a whole lot of other places in life. And so we appreciate the people here in this community so much, and just encourage them to keep coming out and cheering for our girls.
Looking forward to a great season. Thank you so much for your time, Coach Rucker. We can't wait to follow along all year.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your coverage.